Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, this is Denise Bassi, Randy from All My Children.
Hey, this is Chriselle South, and you're listening to Stardust Radio. Everyone, and welcome back to Stardust Radio. This is Joanne, and it is October 28th, 2009, and I have Linda on the line. Linda, you there?
Yes. Hi.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Joanne. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just trying to get with this three-way calling. Just so everybody knows, our guest tonight, Eric Martinez, is not a stranger to Stardust Radio. He is the CEO of Paramount Entertainment. He is one big hot shot and up-and-coming actor as well, and he is going to be doing some boxing, fighting. I'm not even sure if it's boxing or cage match or what it is, but we're going to find out with rapper DMX. So I'm going to bring Eric on the phone. Eric, are you there?
I sure am.
How are you, darling?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Say hi to Linda.
What's
Hello.
That?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good, good, good. So you've been quite busy since the last time we got a chance to chat with you. Tell us what you've been up to.
Just been keeping busy. I'm actually getting ready for a fight with DMX December 12th in Birmingham, Alabama. So I'm getting ready for that, and I'm also getting ready for Latino Fashion Week. I'll be in Chicago in November 4th through the 8th as a celebrity host for Latino Fashion Week. A lot of stars are scheduled to appear, and I'm excited about that. And I actually just got a chance to see the national television debut of Love Lies Bleeding a couple nights ago. Yeah, so that's out now, and I just did a movie called The Gift. And I was on the season finale of In Plain Sight on USA Network. So lots of stuff coming up. I'm actually looking forward to a big 2010. We got a lot of movies coming our way. So you know, we're looking forward to a big, you know, big busy 2010.
Well, Joanne and I are always available for cameo
absolutely.
Appearances.
So when you need the Latina and the blonde, just you know where to come.
That's right.
Just let us know, Eric. You know how it is. Tell me, you did some work with DMX. Your company did anyway. How did all this boxing? Is it boxing or cage fighting? Which is it?
It's boxing. It's actually going to be a boxing match. It's going to be three rounds. And my company very, very briefly did some work in the past with them. It was more of a branding and promotion. And we never really did any direct work with X. And when this opportunity came about, you know, the promoters had actually reached out to us. Busta Rhymes had actually been offered to fight DMX, but I guess because of scheduling or whatever, he wasn't able to do it. So the promoters, spoke to my management, and, they took a look at some of the stuff I was doing and thought it would be a perfect fit and asked me if I'd be willing to fight DMX. And, I said, why not? You know what I'm saying? Let's put the dog back in the pound.
You've seen him, obviously seen him, because you did a photo shoot with him. How is he doing physically? Because let's face it, he was pretty run down there for a long time.
Well, we did the photo shoot, and as you can see, he's a lot bigger than me, taller, I'll be honest with you, I'm not even concerned with that. I'm preparing myself for anything. I'm ready to fight. I've been training hard, and, you know, I hope – well, I heard the other day that he said he's not training for me because it wouldn't even be fair if he trained to fight me.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh, talking smack.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see about all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and all I got to say is, you know, just like I said before, all that hooting and hollering that goes on in the studio ain't going to save you when you get in the ring. You know what I'm saying? So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Now, is this going to be televised?
Well, I think allhiphop.com is going to stream it live. You know, I know there's been quite a few networks that have reached out to the promoters to televise it. You know, I mean, it's gotten a ton of publicity. It's been on TMZ, ESPN.
Mm-hmm. BET, I saw that, yeah.
MTV, yeah, a lot of people have been talking about it. You know, and again, I mean, it's two guys that are going to get it on. And, I mean, you know, we're excited. Thunder Promotions has done a great job in putting together this type of fight. There's going to be, like, 13 MMA fights on the undercard. Jeff Munson is going to be the main event, and you know he's one of the most storied UFC fighters out there. You know, so it's going to be a good card all the way around. Birmingham, Alabama is going to be a blast to be at. We have our press conference on the 18th, and you know we'll see how much talk goes on there. You know what I'm saying?
That's actually funny. I would love to have him come on. I would have loved to have the both of you come on. That would have been something to have.
Well, since he's not
on
training, I'm sure he has all the time in the world to do interviews, so.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll just have to play that little soundbite for his management, right? Let's go start talking that smack.
Yeah.
So, now, didn't you tell me that you were presenting or hosting an award show or something? We spoke very briefly about it. A Latin show?
There were seven. There was a Latin hip hop show, award show in Texas that I was actually supposed to be presenting at, but due to scheduling, at the time I was filming in plain sight, so I wasn't able to make it. I was actually supposed to attend the Alamo Awards this year as well, but again, because of filming, I wasn't able to make that as well. But, you know, 2010, I plan to make up for it, and, you know, there's going to be a lot of events that I'm going to be a part of in 2010. And I'll be honest with you, you know, the last time you spoke with me, you know, there was a lot of things that I had said that, I mean, I still stand by and believe, but I'll tell you what, Joanne, this time around, come 2010, I'm going to pull a Kanye on the business, you know what I mean? I'm going to pull a Kanye on the industry.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I'm just, you know, I mean, I think, you know, I think it's, you know, time, you know, Latinos get some love in the industry, and, I mean, you know, we're always being pegged as either the gangsters or the gang members or the drug dealers in these movies, you know what I mean? And there's more depth to us than that, you know? I mean, I mean, you know, I got a lot of friends in the business that, you know, the same thing, you see them in all, I mean, yeah, you see them on CSI Miami or CSI Law or Prison Break or, you know, and they're always the same thing, you know? You know, it's time for, you know, people like, you know, even George Lopez. Hey, you know, you got a hit sitcom TV show, you know. Show some love, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
right.
You know, I mean, you know, there's all kinds. I mean, there's Latinos all over popping up, you know, more and more. But, I mean, you know, I've realized that, you know, I'm going to have to go out there and get mine. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this past year I kind of sat back in the cut and just, you know, played the nice guy and, you know, just waited for things to come my way and tried to always be the advocate of peace. And, you know, this year, 2010, I'm coming out swinging. I'm going to get mine. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's going to begin by going after, you know, Tyler Perry. You know, he's looking to put a lot of Latinos, you know, more Latinos in some of his movies and some of his TV shows. And, one of the people that works closely with him, a publicist that I work with, and that I've worked with in the past, has a lot, you know, does a lot of business with them. So, you know, we're going to set up some meetings, and I mean, I plan on letting him know, like, you know, who I am as an actor, and you know that I can play more than just a bad guy.
You know what? And I totally agree with you, right, Linda? I mean,
absolutely.
That, you know, Latinos stop getting stereotyped. I mean, you know, African Americans came a long way from being stereotyped. I mean, and there's still plenty ways to go, but it's like you said, they end up on Prison Break behind the bars, not in a high position.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And it's definitely time. You're right.
I mean, and, you know, and my thing is my thing is like this. I mean, I feel like, you know, everybody's got to pay their dues and earn their way, and I understand all that. But you know, I've been in this business for 15 years, man. Like, I think I've already, you know, I've paid my dues. I mean, I'm ready to, I'm ready to break out, and you know, we've done a lot of interviews even since the last time you and I spoke. I mean, magazines and radio mm-hmm. and TV, and I mean, I hear the same thing from everybody. Like, wow, Eric, you're about to blow. It's getting bigger. It's getting bigger. Mm-hmm. I just want it to blow. You know what I'm saying? I want it to go.
Exactly.
You know, I want that role. I want that role. You know, I want a defining role. I want something more than just a bad guy role. You know what I'm saying? Or just a bit part here and there. And you know, 2010, we're going to get it. You know what I mean? So one way or another, the industry's going to see me.
And you know what? Rightfully so. I completely agree with you on that.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's what my plans are for 2010.
All right. And that's cool. That sounds like a plan to me. You know,
absolutely.
And you know what? It's all about networking, too. You know, I mean, you got to get with the people. Like you said, you have a lot of friends in the business, and it's about helping each other, you know,
right.
Stepping stones. You know, it's like, okay, you know what? If you're doing this movie, let me just have this part, and then, you know, I'll do this, and you do that. You know what I mean? And,
you know,
and one way or the other.
But you know what, Joanne, and I'll be honest with you, you'd be surprised, and I'm sure you already know this. You know, because I think we had a little bit of a discussion off the air the last time about this, but you'd be surprised at how many people who are in those positions who won't help you at all.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You'd be surprised how many people who it's like they forgot what it took to get them there. Listen, I don't care what anybody says. Nobody that made it in this business got there by themselves.
That's
somebody
right.
gave
mm-hmm.
them a shot. Somebody.
Yes.
Somebody.
I mean, somebody gave them a shot. Somebody, you know, put them, you know, in a movie or in a role that helped them, you know, advance their career, you know. I mean, it takes a lot of inward hustle, but, I mean, at some point, somebody's got to give you a shot, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, hold me to that because guaranteed, you know, when I get to that level, I'm definitely going to turn around and give other people their shot as well.
Yeah, it's all about paying it forward, and you're right.
Right.
Nobody gets
yeah.
anywhere by just waking up and rolling out of their bed.
Right. That's right. So... But, you know, like I said, first we got a little business to handle on December 12th in Birmingham. And, you know, that's really, you know, what I'm looking forward to right now. And I'm getting ready and, you know, and again, you know, you got your haters out there, you know, saying this and that. And, I mean, again, we're, you know, I mean, I've said this before. We're not trying to make a mockery out of the MMA or the boxing world. I respect fighters on, you know, on all levels. You know, these guys are warriors, you know, modern day warriors every day training, you know, in a career that they live by. You know, like I said, we're just two guys that are going to get in the ring and get it on. And, I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, if he's not training, it's going to be a bad, bad day for him.
Oh, yeah, especially
yeah.
if he's still doing the things that he's doing.
Yeah,
it'll be a real
right.
bad thing.
So we're going to see.
Right.
So what's your training schedule like? What are you doing to pump yourself up? Because, I mean, you're a stocky guy to begin with, so what are you doing different?
I'm running, you know, I'm running, you know, 4 or 5 miles a day. You know, I'm you know, lifting, getting my cardio in. That's the most important thing. Eating a lot
mm-hmm.
healthier. You know, obviously cut out salts and sugars in my diet. You know,
mm-hmm.
Getting a lot of shadow boxing in, bag work in. I'm going to start sparring in the next week or so. You know, just to get the feel of being in the ring. You know, so I mean, I'm doing, you know, basically everything I need to be doing. You know, to prepare you from you know, to prepare myself for this. I mean, you know, it's funny because when you add the word celebrity to the boxing match, people think it's some kind of joke, but
mm-hmm.
it's no joke. You know, real punches are going to be thrown, and I don't want to go in the ring and not be prepared. You know, and if I lose, it'll just be because I got beat by the better man. You know, it wasn't because I, you know, because once I step in the ring, DMX isn't standing across the ring for me. It's Earl Simmons. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's
you
right.
Know, I'm not worried about DMX, the legendary rapper, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, evidently, I'm looking on a little blog here, and it says that DMX's reps actually told TMZ that he's been working out extremely hard, eating healthy, and just looking forward to having some fun.
Yeah.
And it says, see, that's the difference between a gangster rapper and, say, a pop star. So, I don't know.
A pop star?
Yeah.
Well, if getting hit is fun, he's going to be having fun all night.
Okay.
Wow.
See, that's what I want everybody to remember is that it's not like for charity. It's not for fun. It's an actual boxing match.
Yeah, it's an actual boxing match. I mean, you know, a lot of people, you know, and again, because there was a press release that went out like 6 months ago saying that I was a part of his management team, everybody, you know, there's a lot of people saying, oh, well, Eric's a part of the management team, so obviously it's going to, you know, it looks like a hoax or whatever, but nah,
right.
I mean, I, you know,
mm-hmm.
it, you know, I mean, again, we were, for a very short time, a part of the team that helped promote his comeback. But outside of that, you know, we didn't do anything with him. And, I mean, you know, he went his way, we went ours, you know. And, again, I mean, as a rapper, you can't take nothing from him. X is one of the greatest that's ever, you know, stepped behind a mic. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this isn't stepping behind the mic. This is stepping in a ring. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And street credibility to me means nothing once you step in that ring. So, you know, we'll see. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready. I'm doing whatever I can to be prepared. I'm not taking it lightly. And, you know, and again, this is a one-time thing for me. I mean, you know, it's funny because, you know, I'm getting a lot of flack. Oh, who are you going to take on next? And it's not like that. I mean, you know, we're, you know, again, Rod and Felix and the whole camp over at Thunder Promotions have done a great job in, you know, putting a fight card like this together. And, I mean, I think they're innovators, you know what I'm saying? Just like, hey, listen, you know, when Dana White did the UFC and brought the UFC back, everybody thought he was nuts, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And look at it today, you know. Thunder Promotions, these guys, you know, these guys are visionaries. They have a vision. You know, they work with a lot of credible people in the business. I mean, they, you know, they do business with a lot of, you know, former world champion boxers. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are going to come to this fight to support it for them. And I'm proud to be a part of it, you know. And
right.
If you go to thunderpromotions.com, you can see all the information you want about the fight. Again, allhiphop.com is going to stream it live. The press conference is November 18th in Birmingham, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that's going to be, you're going to be able to see that live on the internet. So, and you know, be watching your TV because you never know. ESPN and Fox Sports and MTV and BET and TMZ are still, they're still covering it. So,
right.
Oh,
yeah. Let me ask you what, let's talk size difference. Okay, just so everybody has, I mean, I have pictures posted and everybody can go to thunderpromotions.com and see the photo shoot that you guys did. Tell the listeners the size difference between you and X.
He's 6 foot, 175, 180. I'm 5'5", about 160. I'll be about 160 for the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's a considerable size difference.
Right, right. Now, let me ask you, is it because I'm not too familiar with boxing, but, now, I mean, of course I know size doesn't matter. You know, some people say the bigger they are, the harder they fall. But do you think by you bulking up and just gaining that extra 5 pounds is going to get, like, what do you think your advantage is going to be over him?
My advantages are going to be, you know, I'm lower to the ground, so I'm going to have a lot more leverage on my punches, you know, I think. And, you know, I'm going to be able to move a little bit, you know, quicker.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be, you know, it's harder to punch down than it is to punch up, you know. So,
okay.
if I stay on him tightly and closely, you know, we should have a pretty easy time, you know, accomplishing our goal. I mean, you know, I mean, he's got a long reach. I mean, he does got long, long arms. So, I mean, I'm gonna try to stay away from, you know, taking, you know, direct shots. But again, you know, I don't even plan it going that long, so I'm going to handle business.
Okay, so what's your prediction? It's only 3 rounds.
If it makes it out of the first, I'll be shocked.
Really?
Okay.
Wow. I don't know, Eric is talking his back.
Bombs,
you go,
like,
boy.
Bombs over Baghdad. Bombs are going to be thrown in Birmingham, trust me.
Ooh. Well, let me see here. We got a caller, Linda. Let me see who this is.
Oh.
Area code 832. What's your name? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, area code 832. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Cassandra. I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Casey. Hey, girl.
What's up, Joanne? How are you?
I'm fine. Say hi to Eric.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So I just wanted to know, you were saying that it may not be televised, because I am very interested in seeing this.
you're going to be able to see it live no matter what. AllHipHop.com, which is probably one of the most, they get well over a million hits a month on their website. They're going to stream it live. They're, you know, and I know, like I said, I know a couple networks have been approaching the promoters about airing it live, but again, it's all up to them. I know either way, you're either going to be able to see it live on TV or live on the web. And they've already gotten something like, since last week, they've gotten something like 650,000 hits to the website for people trying to find out where they can watch it. Yeah, it's been crazy. Mm. I mean, the media.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's definitely crazy.
Yeah.
from this point forward, it ain't going to do nothing but get crazier.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's going to be exciting. So, yeah, be sure to tune in. Either way on allhiphop.com or thunderpromotions.com, make sure you watch the press conference on November 18th. And then, they'll be able to tell you by then where you can see it if it's not on TV.
All right, no doubt.
All right, girl. Well, I'll definitely keep you posted. Nice to hear your voice, girl.
You too.
I'll talk to you soon. I'll leave you on hold so you can listen.
Okay.
Good night.
Now, what I have to tell you about Casey, our caller, which is just hysterical, Casey and I went to high school together, and I haven't seen or spoken to her in over 20 years. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so, and if you remember the last time we spoke, Eric, I told you DMX is from my hometown, Yonkers. So Casey knows X.
Yeah.
So it's, this is going to be like a whole little Yonkers thing. They're going to be like gathering around an internet screen watching this. So we have another caller, area code 432. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello, area code 432. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is, I'm calling from Odessa, Texas.
Okay.
And this is Gizmo.
Hey.
Yeah. Hello?
Do you have a question for Eric?
Yeah. I hope he's going to win. That's what I want to know.
Of course I'm going to win. Of course I'm not going out there to lose. I'm going out there to win.
And you know who he is?
What's that?
You know who this is?
Do I know who this is?
Yeah, this is your boy Gizmo.
Yeah, it's Gizmo. What's going on, Gizmo? How you doing?
I'm pretty good. Just hope you're working out, man.
Of course I'm working out, man. Of course I'm working out. I'm ready. I'm working out every day.
That's good. Me, Betty, and your nephew, and me are listening to your radio station. It's pretty cool.
Thank you for tuning in. You got to thank Joanne for this. This is her show, so you got to thank her for having a show like this that we can have a voice on.
Anytime.
And good luck, Derek.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work, bro.
Okay.
Later.
Wonderful supporters there, my boy. We have another caller here, area code 972. Oh, wait a minute. I clicked on the wrong one. Area code 972. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is Miriam Adriana, and I'm calling from Austin, Texas. And I actually want to support Eric. He's actually my mentor. And I just want to root him all the way through because aside from being, I know he's going to win. But he's also a great leader within his community. So
wonderful.
Thank you so much, Miriam. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for the support and the love. That means a lot.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, good
luck. Thanks for tuning in, sweetheart.
I'm sorry?
I said thank you for tuning in.
Oh, no, thank you.
Anytime,
thank you,
darling.
I appreciate that.
That's so cool. So
what great support.
But you know what, Eric, you do a lot of community work, too. We talked about that the last time. Tell me what you've been up to as far as that goes.
We're working, we're doing a lot of work, community-wise. I'm getting ready to speak at some high schools, make some appearances at the Youth Detention Center. I did one a couple months ago here in Albuquerque, and I try to do as much as I can. I support LULAC 100% and everything that they do. Their national convention is coming to Albuquerque this next year, and I hope to be a part of it. With LULAC, meeting people like Miriam who just called in, and my friends Casey, everybody out in Austin. I mean, these are just great people to be around, and as much as they feel like I mentor them, I learn something from them as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I get to speak at these schools and I make these appearances, I've been doing a lot of motivational speaking all over the country, speaking at corporate events and private parties, and but what really the things that really really keep me going is just the fact that I can, speak on a real level to the kids and give people hope. I mean, You know, there's a lot of people that, you know, just like myself, didn't come from a big city, didn't have a whole lot of money growing up,
right.
Didn't have a lot of support, and, you know, that fight every day to, you know, live out their dreams. And, I mean, you know, I say it all the time. I mean, most people never achieve their dreams because they're too busy living life. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And that's just basically my message. And, you know, I get involved wherever I can. When I can, you know, I mean, we get a lot of, you know, we get a lot of requests for, you know, to come speak at, you know, at certain events and schools and stuff all over the country. And whenever time permits it, I'm there. I do it all the time. So I don't ever turn anybody down.
You know, that's the philosophy. That's exactly how I am too. Right, Linda? It's just you can't.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You don't ever get somewhere by turning somebody down. You don't know what bridge you're going to burn.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
I completely agree with you. Eric, you want to plug a couple of your artists? What's going on with the music?
Yeah, we got, you know, well, one of the artists, I mean, you know, Jamar, his, you know, he's already working on his third album. He's going to be doing a big show January 8th with Marquise Houston in Washington.
Mm.
He's going to be doing a big show in Odessa, Texas with Twista November 22nd. This is another guy that, you know, he's going to be a breakout R&B artist of the year in 2010. I mean, he's got a lot of big shows coming up. He's been in XXL magazine this past year 4 times.
Wow.
You know, he's been all over the internet. I mean, you know, he's gotten over 1 million views on his MySpace. I mean, people love him. I mean, his second album did really, really good, selling over 25,000 copies in this region.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got... you know, he's got a hell of a following, and, I mean, you know, we're looking forward to, you know, really promoting the third album really good. He's got a lot of good production going on it, and we're looking for, you know, for some features for the next album.
Right.
But, you know, we're also doing a thing called the Power Moves Urban Review right now on MySpace.
Okay.
and helping promote independent artists as well. You know, we got guys like Flawless out of Denver, Omar Sines out of Odessa, Texas, our boys Chauncey, gosh, there's so many. Mayhem, Juan Gambino out of New Mexico. We got Little Uno that's going to be on one of the Power Moves Urban Reviews coming up out of San Diego. And again, I mean, we do it to help give these guys a voice too on the independent level, and, you know,
right.
Put them in front of the people that we've worked with over the past 10 years. So, but I will tell you, I mean, and I don't want to say anything now, but come 2010, along with a lot of other changes in my, you know, in my direction. You know, what I'm going after as an actor, there's going to be a lot of changes with Power Moves as well. So, we'll have to stay tuned, and I'll definitely be keeping you posted on that. So
you need to, definitely. Well, we got 2 minutes left, so I want you to take these last couple minutes we have and tell everybody, or actually pretend like you're talking to DMX or Earl Simmons, as we should say, because that's who's going to be in the boxing ring across from you, right?
Right.
So you got Earl Simmons in front of you. What you going to say?
I'm going to say, Earl, listen, you know, come November 18th and December 12th, I'm going to be ready for whatever, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I hope you're not taking this lightly. I hope you're ready, you know what I mean? Because I'm ready. And whatever you're going to bring into the table, whatever you're bringing into the ring, don't think for 1 minute you're going to surprise me with anything, because I'll be ready for whatever you bring. You know, I'm not one bit intimidated, you know, at all. So, you know, don't think for a minute you have to take it easy on me or that it's going to be unfair at any level. I mean, you know, because it will, you know, and again, you know, I hope that come December 12th, you're ready. You're ready. You're just as ready as I am. So let's get it on.
Bring it on. There you go.
Ooh, wonderful.
Martinez versus DMX, December 12th in Birmingham, Alabama, and it's going to be on what website streaming live?
Thunderpromotions.com.
Mm-hmm.
Thunderpromotions.com and allhiphop.com. And, you know, again, I'd love to just give one last shout out to all the people out there who support me, my family. You know, Star Dish Radio, of course, you know, you guys are a tremendous support system. I just, all my friends over at allhiphop.com, XXL, I mean, you know, we're ready. I mean, and again, tune in. It's going to be a great event, a lot of good fights on the card. You know, thank you to Rod and Felix for putting on such a great show. Thank you to my management, Big Hawk, you know, out in Denver. And, I mean, we're ready. I mean, we'll be ready, and I want to thank everybody who supports us 100%.
Perfect. And you know what, Eric? It's always a pleasure. let me just let everybody know, don't forget to tune in November 2nd for Antonio Sabato Jr. will be on the show to talk about his reality series on VH1. Don't miss that, 10 p.m. Eastern time. So this is Joanne Linda and the fabulous Eric Martinez signing off for tonight.
And Joanne, if I got one more second, let me also say this. I don't want to leave anybody out, but there's one person I do want to mention, my boy Sean Amaya. We got a new clothing line coming out called Adrian Nerda, the millionaire fashion line. It's going to be – I can't wait to pull it out. Again, Sean Amaya over at Adrian Nerda Clothing Line, and my boy Cesar Alon with Latino Fashion Week. See you in Chicago, and thank you again so much, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in, and let's get it on December 12th.
Fabulous. Awesome. Oh, perfect. And you know what, Eric? I'm going to send you over a little link to an independent singer that I became friends with on Facebook. He's pretty damn good. Ohenny Cornelius. Really good guy. Nice voice. I think you'll like him.
Absolutely.
Nice R&B kind of feel. So I'll send that over to check so you can check him out. So you guys, don't forget, November 2nd, Antonio Sabato Jr. Oh, and actually tomorrow night, TC Victoria Warner, formerly from All My Children, will be with me also, 10 p.m. This is all of us signing out, everyone. Have a great night.
Good night. Bye-bye.